ARC focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing...
All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kuikwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlach from the Intlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And I'm going solo here today, but we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. Our subject is on hope, and we have some interesting music coming up for you guys. It's all over the place, all over the map, all over the world. We have some Psychonaut, we have the Hallucination, Aaron Chups, and Justin Johnson, and maybe a little later on we might have even some Johnny Cash. But anyways, let's get this show started, and we're going to start off with some Psychonaut, and we have our guests also coming up. We have Wegdesk, we have Celia, the President of Minnetonka Park Association. We have Squite Shachlach and also Lady Faima. So we're going to listen to some Psychonaut, The Fall of Consciousness, and have a listen. Enjoy, everyone. we're back. That was Psychonaut, The Fall of Consciousness, and it's a pretty awesome band from Belgium, and pretty deep and dark and doomy, but it's pretty awesome. I really enjoyed that. It was all over the place. And so we're going to start off our show. We were trying to get a hold of our brother Wegdesk, but wasn't able to get a hold of him. So we're going to carry on with the show and do what our brother Wegdesk has taught us, and that's to do three deep breaths. And so we're going to imagine inhaling all the positivity in the world and energy. And on our exhale, we're going to get rid of all our negativity and bad thoughts and bad energy, negative energy. We're going to get rid of it. So on 3, 2, 1. Last one. Ooh, wow. Man, it's always great to feel that oxygen hitting the brain, going into our bodies, filling us up with some good positive oxygen, and just getting ready for our special show coming up. And our subject is on hope. And hope is so important to all of us. It's almost as important as breathing. Because without it, you know, our life just turns so black and dark and negative. And the thing that gets rid of that the fastest is hope. When we have hope for a better future, better better things in life, it just gets us through the worst and darkest days of our lives. And it reminds me of Counselor Fari's words she always used to tell me. And we used to discuss these things. And when we got to our darkest places in our lives, one of the things that I always remember her telling me was, especially on the subject of taking our lives. So when we were taking, if we take our lives, like for suicide, she always explained it to me like, it's a permanent solution for temporary problems. And for me, I realized that, you know, that's the hope that I got from that that talk, was I always have hope that there's a solution out there. And it's something that we can use in our lives to bring us through those dark times, get us through those days of deep depression, blackness, because there's always hope. And entire movie series have been based on that word, hope. And just something special that we can share with each other and give each other hope. We just have to be willing to stand and walk with those around us, our loved ones, our family members, our friends, and just be there to and be prepared to walk through some tough times, hard times. And when we do that with each other, we give each other hope. So that's my outlook on hope, and I hope all of you out there, all our listeners, can grasp onto their hope and just be able to walk themselves through their hard times and inspire those around us to follow us through our darkness, our trials, our tribulations. So I thank all of you from all over the world, from Australia, Austria, England, India, Africa, China, Ukraine, Russia, Japan, wherever you are in this world, you know, we love you. We want to give you that hope and positivity and empowerment to get through anything in life. So we thank you all for joining us and joining us on our odyssey of positivity and encouragement. So we're going to carry on with our show, and we're going to get to the president of Minnetonka Park Association, she's the president, and her name is Celia. And we're going to play a song for her, and it's The Hallucination, and it's called It's Over, and it's featuring Chippewa Travelers. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy.
Oh, good evening. Or is it? For the next 2.5 minutes, prepare to have your mind blown. We're going to be considering questions that people have wondered about for centuries, nay, years. Who are Bear Witness and the Tool Man? Why does the Tool Man insist on carrying around a heavyweight wrestling title? Why does Bear Witness insist on adorning their stage with toys? Are they ambassadors from another world? Are these DJs even real people? Of course they're real. You've seen them on TV. You've heard their music. You've been to their concerts. But was any of that really real? Or was it a hallucination? Was it the hallucination?
shots on Amelia Earhart's
Do they know where the Lost City
Have they been throwing rays for the gnomes?
Have they been behind
Were they behind the Montreal Screwjob?
Are
they the soundtrack of our lives?
All right, we're back. That was The Hallucination, It's Over, featuring Chippewa Travelers. And this is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM. And we have with us the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm doing wonderful. Yes, it's a beautiful day today.
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful out there. It's not sun shining and just super awesome.
Yes.
And we needed it because it was so cloudy and dark and gloomy, rainy. And now it's like heaven here.
Yes, and I was resolved not to turn on the heat, but I was cold in the house, so I had my little sweater on. It's like, I'm not turning the heat back on. I cannot do that.
Yeah, I think everybody needed a little bit of heat. It was getting so cold at night.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, we have our subject, and it's on hope, and we'd love to hear from you on that.
Yes, well, you know, and hearing you talk too earlier, that feeling hopeless can take quite different range of intensities for people, including, as you were speaking to, is thoughts of suicide. And when I thought of that level of intensity of pain for someone, my first thought, of course, is like, if you start to have these dark, you know, get that dark, anybody, that it's hard to see beyond the darkness. So I would really encourage people to know that even if you don't feel like you want to do it, to reach out and ask for help, you know, and that can be, you know, everything from reaching out to family and friends. There's the suicide hotline, the nurses, you know, 811, any of those types of channels. Reaching out is important because fighting away from the darkness sometimes you can do it on your own, but a lot of times people can't. So, you know, we get by with a little help from our friends, family, neighbors, and communities, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big one when I was hearing what you were saying. But, you know, for me, I feel hope being around other people who are sharing a service or a purpose. You know, I feel more hopeful when I'm around people that I'm trying to do something in the world to help.
Mm-hmm.
So I that's another thought that came to mind. What about you? What helps you feel hopeful?
Well, I just recently I've been noticing, like, because, you know, we're always doing this program and we're able to, like, share with each other. And we have so many people all over the world that listen and look forward to hearing us. And it mm-hmm. just brings me a lot of joy just to know that, you know, we're making a difference. And that can bring hope in itself, like when you know that you're able to reach people and just connect with them on a very human level and bring out these issues and just talk about these really tough subjects. Some of them are traumatic and some of them are just like mm-hmm. elevating us to new levels in our own development and growth. And it's just a special time that I get to come here and share with everybody and as well share the thoughts of our other co-hosts such as yourself and Lady Faima and Shkwait Shekhlech, the ones that are pretty regular and stuff, and also reaching out to other people in the community that are achievers and very successful and bring that positivity to mankind and the world. And so that's what really boosts me.
Yeah, and then and as you were speaking too, I'm thinking, of course, there's the our show, but then also the whole radio team, you know, Carnivore and oh my goodness, of course my mind is going blank, but just the whole CJSF team,
yeah,
Magnus, and all the volunteering and
Magnus and Jesse
and work that they do in their service, right?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, they're also instrumental in keeping us running, keeping us going. I know Magnus works really hard, extremely hard, in keeping this show up and going, keeping all the equipment going. Jesse also, and Carnivore, and even the other volunteers that come up, like Jujul, and some of the other ones that come in, James, that helps set up our studio and stuff. Just very professional people here, and all with that same goal in mind of, you know, causing, producing positivity for the community and the world. So it just,
yeah, and you know, the other thing too is if there's anybody out there that wants to, if that's something that appeals to them in terms of connecting and finding a little bit of hope in that kind of, because there's so many different ways that people can connect and serve in a community, but that there is a volunteer coordinator up here at CJSF, and so you can always reach out if that's something that appeals to you.
I really appreciate you coming and joining us live here at the program, and it's just always special, and I just thank you.
It is always special for me too. It's an honor. I just really appreciate being able to participate and share.
Yeah, so I guess we're going to have to let you go for now. We know you're busy out there hopping around all over the place.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so,
I hope everyone has a good afternoon.
Thank you, and you have an awesome weekend and rest of your week, and we'll be looking forward to talking to you again next week.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, that was the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And we're going to carry on with the show, and we're going to get to the pick of the week of Shkwait Shechlech. And he's got a song from Aaron Chupa, Little Sis Nora, and the song is called Llama in My Living Room. So let's have a listen to this one. Enjoy, everyone.
You guys know Ron Jeremy, huh? You know, the porn star? My neighbor, he looks just like him. And you know what the funny thing is? He doesn't have a fucking clue. Now let me tell you about this one time at his birthday party when shit went down.